104.7 Andy and Mel, 9:15 up to 34 today. It is 20 right now. I just posted a video of the of a reporter up in the cities who was doing a segment on Care 11. And it's one of those cheesy ones where they're going to do some silly stunt or whatever.
Okay.
It was pretty boring. It was leading up to the Vikings game. And she's wearing a Jared Allen jersey. Everybody's wearing jerseys. And then she throws the ball to the guy. The guy throws the ball to another guy. And then she's on camera talking. And the guy is going to come running by her, you know, in one of those cheesy deals. Only he doesn't miss her.
Oh.
He's a pretty big, burly guy. And she got a shoulder right in the back. And down she went.
Ow.
Yeah.
That wasn't planned.
And then the rest of the video is very uninteresting where she's just like, no, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. Yeah. It's worth watching her fall down. I also, with it, posted the classic reporter cheesy fail.
Oh, okay.
The one where the, this was an old one before YouTube where it got forwarded in horrible quality, tiny video.
Mm.
Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
When you got videos in your email?
Oh, yeah.
Where she was stomping grapes at some winery.
Okay.
And
she fell.
She's like being all goofy and she slipped and fell a couple of feet to the ground. And then she had the wind knocked out of her and she's going,
she can't breathe.
Yeah. I know we're laughing at someone who couldn't breathe, but she was okay.
Okay.
The Men's Health Sexiest or Hottest Woman of 2013, which I thought the list came at the end of the year.
Usually it does.
I guess they're...
So apparently nobody's going to...
Beginning of the year.
Yeah, be hot at the end of the year.
I guess not. Amber Heard was number 10. Giselle Bundchen. Mrs. Tom Brady was number 9. Beyonce...
Exactly how you say her name.
...was 8. Angelina Jolie, 7. Scarlett Johansson, 6. Jennifer Aniston, 5. Jennifer Lawrence, 4. Christina Hendricks, 3. Mila Kunis was number 2. And number 1... The theme of Mel's birthday party
was Katy Perry.
No, that wasn't the theme. I kissed a girl and
I liked it. That's Katy Perry.
According to a survey by Cupid.com, 2/3 of single people want to enjoy life more this year. Thanks for asking that hard-hitting question, Cupid.com.
Wow, that was a good one.
Here's what they want to do. 57% want to fall in love. 39% want more sex. Single people also want to date outside their normal type.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. What do you think that means?
Well, I'm guessing that it's not working currently with their normal type that they go after.
Okay,
so
that makes sense.
They're going to want to try to date somebody that wouldn't be their normal type. So normally I would pick a guy that's tall and has dark hair and, you know, hot. And instead...
You'll get a short
guy,
fat,
blonde,
ugly dude.
Blonde guy with something.
Who's 30 pounds overweight. Okay.
Apparently that's what it means.
6% of single guys are hoping to date a celebrity this year.
Okay, that's going to happen.
Well, hey, you got to have a goal.
Well, 6%. That seems a little high. Do they really think it's going to happen?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. 11% of men want to be settled down, maybe married.
Only 11.
This year.
Okay.
Well, to do that in a year would be kind of a lofty goal.
I guess.
Which is probably why
be like maybe near the end of the year.
Yeah. Which is why the number is small. I don't think it's that small of a number that want to settle down. I think it's the ones that want to settle down this year.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Because that's only, you know, less than a year away. 1 in 4 single people want to save up and travel somewhere new.
Okay.
Only 1 in 4?
I would think all of them would.
And of course, men are more likely than women to make a resolution to get into better shape. They don't say exactly how many said they want to do that, but
okay.
Anyway. So there you go.
Kind of goes with my blog I'm writing.
How was your resolution going? What was yours? The one someone suggested? Because mine's going terribly.
Saving money?
Oh, yeah. Is that the one you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So far, it's good. I'm not like overspending on anything, so.
Have you saved anything?
I haven't put it in the savings account yet.
Oh, so it's spent already then?
No. Not necessarily.
If it's not in savings, you're going to spend it.
It'll get put in savings.
Me not biting my fingernails is going horribly.
Yeah? So do we need to get that special nail polish for
you? I think
you?
We do.
I'm just going to paint your nails.
No. Then I'll grow to like the taste of nail polish.
Ugh.
What is the internet quote of the day today, Mel?
I'm just one stomach flu away from reaching my goal weight. Also part of one of my resolutions.
Yeah. More vomiting this year?
No, less vomiting. Oh. Just losing the weight.
Okay. 920, Hot 104.7.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7. Hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
R. Kelly has recorded a tribute to the victims of the shooting of Sandy Hook Elementary last month. It's called I Know You Are Hurting, and the proceeds will benefit the victims' families. Well, and he's not the only one. Country singer Andy Griggs has recorded a song about the tragedy as well.
Is that it's a country singer you said?
Andy Griggs, yes.
Of course.
I said country singer. It's called 20 Little Angels. It's streaming for free right now on his site. 100% of the proceeds, though, will go to help the Sandy Hook Support Fund. Movies over the weekend. Well, after 3 weekends at number 1, The Hobbit has been dethroned at the box office by Texas Chainsaw 3D. I'm just so surprised by that. Django Unchained took the runner-up slot while The Hobbit was knocked down to 3rd place. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Never mind. There's something next. I can't remember what it is.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. The thing I was trying to say out of the dirt a little bit ago was 4 weird things that make you act like a jerk. Coming up next.
Instead of 10
it
things
was
or
the,
something?
It was a different story.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't scrolled down on my Google document.
Oops.
That's what I get for trying to save the planet.
Drink.
Speaking of drinking, that is one of the weird things that can make you act like a jerk.
Great tie-in.
But not drinking it, just looking at alcohol.
What?
Well, actually, the first thing on the list is just looking at alcohol can make you more racist. Researchers had one group of people look at ads for alcohol and had another look at ads for soda or water. Then they tested how racist people were by showing them pictures of white people and black people for a split second, followed by a picture of either a gun, a tool, or a tool like a hammer. Afterwards, each person was asked to, you know, match them up, and people were more racist after looking at alcohol ads, which is weird.
Why would you even think of putting all that together?
I don't know. Some of these scientists are just crazy.
Wow.
The second thing on this list, wearing knockoff products makes you more dishonest. That kind of makes a little bit of sense to me.
Makes you dishonest?
They had 2 groups of women and asked them to complete a math test for money. And the more answers they got right, the more money they earned. Both groups had to wear a pair of designer sunglasses while they did it. But half of them thought they were wearing knockoffs. After they finished, they graded their own tests. 30% of the women who knew they were wearing the designer glasses cheated and said they got some, or were wearing the fake glasses, cheated and got more answers right than they actually did. Oh, wait, I read that wrong. Sorry.
That didn't make any sense.
They were wearing the designer glasses, cheated, and said they got more answers right than they actually did. But in the group that thought they were wearing knockoffs, 70% cheated. Yeah.
Weird.
Bitter food makes you more judgmental.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
That one makes sense.
People who drank something bitter were 27% more judgmental when asked questions about things. And then being happy makes you more selfish. They tested it by having one group of people watch a comedy and another group watch a depressing movie. Angela's Ashes was the one they had. Then they gave everyone raffle tickets for a raffle that didn't actually exist and told them they were allowed to share their tickets with other people if they wanted to. And they found that the people who had just watched a comedy were much more likely to keep all the tickets for themselves.
Huh. Okay.
That one was dumb.
Yeah.
If you're either selfish or you're not. I'm either going to keep a free raffle ticket or I'm not.
Yeah, I don't think if you're happy or if you're depressed is going to make a difference.
No, you're either going to hang on to it or not. And what if you got a free raffle ticket, why would you think of giving it to someone?
Why would I share it with somebody?
I know. I don't think that's selfish either. It's no. Like, oh, score.
Yeah, it's my raffle ticket.
Yay. Yay me. Okay.
I mean, what if you win a camera? What are you going to do, like chop it in half?
Yeah, do that with a lottery ticket. A winner worth $25 million.
What if you win a quilt? Are you going to cut it in half?
Well, that's a little more practical.
Cutting a quilt in half?
Well, because you could still use half a quilt.
Okay.
To cover up whatever you're covering up, whether it's yourself or a couch or whatever.
Okay. Bad example, sorry.
Half of it dangles off the back anyway, doesn't it? Or you fold it in half to put it on there.
Depends. I know. I like using them for actually warmth.
We have a quilt hanging in our house. Johnny's mom made it for us for our wedding.
Aw.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we like put it on a little rod and hung it. And
cool.
There you go.
They're very pretty.
Yeah. It's got like the colors from the wedding.
Oh, nice.
And a little Hawaiian flower sewn into it. And I can't remember what else is on it.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, there was a PS3 logo also sewn into. No, I'm kidding. Our heroes of the day are awesome, and they are next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:47. Just about time to put a bow on the show today. I took down Christmas decorations last night. That is terribly depressing.
Why is it depressing?
Because it's like, man, I love Christmas. It's going to be a year before I get to see all this stuff again.
That's true. Maybe that's why I end up usually leaving my stuff up longer than it's supposed to be.
And then Jackie goes, bye-bye, Christmas tree. See you next year.
Aw, cute.
It was. We got into a shouting match last night. Not a shouting match, but she had to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
So she's in the bathroom, and she's hollering.
She needed toilet paper?
Well, no, she had it, but it wasn't on the roll, and she's not strong enough to make the thing compress to put it on the roller thing.
Okay.
And she's like, Mom, I can't get the toilet paper on! And we couldn't understand what she was saying. You need toilet paper? No, I can't get it on the roller. Okay. Well, can your daddy do it? Okay, I'll ask him. Dad, can you put the toilet paper on the roller for me? Because we were both sitting in the kitchen table. Crystal and I were, and she's in the bathroom hollering this. And so then I go, strawberry sandwich! And she goes, what? Strawberry sandwich! Why did you say strawberry sandwich, Dad? Because I thought it'd be funny!
Oh my gosh.
We were crying. We were laughing so hard. Every time you hear it. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Back on New Year's Eve, Nadel Nierenberg of Brooklyn, New York, left his phone in a cab and someone else found it and kept it.
Uh-huh.
The next day, Nadel figured out that the thief was using OkCupid account and profile on his phone to try to meet women. So Nadel came up with a plan. He created a new OkCupid account to pose as a woman.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Then he tracked down himself and started flirting with the thief. Which is so weird. He says, my best version of talking as a girl is adding winky faces to it.
Or another thing you could do is too many exclamation points.
That's me as well. Yeah. Or too many question marks.
One does the job. You don't need seven.
I like 10 of them. The thief took the bait and asked Nadel to meet. Of course, if it happened to be a real woman, then she would have freaked out about the guy who met her didn't meet the match the guy in the photos.
Right.
But the thief apparently didn't think that far in advance. Nadel had the guy come to his apartment. When the guy got there, Nadel confronted him and the man gave his iPhone back. And then he left.
Wow.
Yeah.
Last month, Mima Valenzuela was playing a slot machine at the Casino del Sol Resort in Tucson, Arizona, and she won a $1,200 jackpot.
Nice.
Which would have been great, except that it quickly ruined her life.
Okay.
For a jackpot that big, winners have to show ID to collect their winnings.
All right.
And when, I'm sorry, I mispronounced her name. It was Myrna, M-I-R-N-A. I thought it was Mima. When she showed her ID, the casino officials suspected that it was fake. The casino is run by the Pascua Yaqui Indian tribe on their reservation, so the tribal police came and investigated. They determined her ID was potentially fake and then figured out she was in the country illegally.
Oh.
They called Border Patrol. And Myrna, instead of winning a $1,200 jackpot, was deported back to Mexico.
Bummer.
Yeah.
So what you get.
In theory, under the Obama administration policies, though, illegal immigrants who don't commit crimes are not supposed to be deported, but... You know, it's Arizona, so, you know.
Well, a fake ID would be illegal.
Yeah, I guess.
That's illegal.
I guess that would have been illegal.
Mm-hmm.
The casino says that if she does come back to the country, she can claim her winnings with a valid ID.
Oh, okay.
So, that's good. Time for us to scoot. Ben is in next. We will talk to you tomorrow. It's Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.